movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchful for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program. And welcome, brought to you by the Watchful for Jesus Network. And TalkStream Live allows us to be on here, and I appreciate that. We're also played randomly up at highpointradio.net. It's another network that plays our broadcasts, Bible studies. John Kirkler, he plays them randomly up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And we appreciate that. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And I have a Facebook. Guess what it is? Watchman for Jesus Facebook. Family, we have quite a few today. Make sure you go to TalkStream Live and find my mug. That's picture. No, I don't sell mugs. Or my picture. And you'll find my picture there. And Watch for Jesus, Tom Gamble. And click on that green bar to the right of it, the picture. And let's see where we are today. How many people's visiting. And then if you want to come into my website and listen to me talk, you can click my picture. And you'll come up with some kind of media player, doohickey thing, whatever, I don't know what, doohickey. And then you've got, if you want to just listen to me on TalkStream Live, then you'll just click the green bar and another little media player box will come up and click that and you're in. Either way is fine. Also keep in mind tonight, Bible study 7:30 to 9, I get in details, controversial subjects relative to the Bible specifically. And on occasion, I'll connect it to the New World Order, as it is connected. But I don't do it in a political, economic way. It's a way that Satan does operate. Family, there is a Satan out there. He is real. But there's also a God who's a creator of this universe. And the creator of the universe didn't use evolution over millions and millions of years. The preachers that tell you that are dead wrong. Absolutely wrong. The Bible's clear. And their opinions don't matter. God's word does. It's where people forget. God's word overrides. And the King James Bible is God's word. There is no other. Matter of fact, if you study the history of the Bible, you'll find, if you really do the study, you'll find that there's only two Bibles ever been written in the history of man. One from Antioch that went to the Alps, hidden out for throughout the Dark Ages, hundreds of years. And then the second Bible came from the origin, a Greek philosopher in Alexander, Egypt. And every Bible you have today, every single cotton picking one of them, comes from that one corrupted version of Origen, a Greek philosopher in the 3rd century. Everything, Apocrypha, Septuagint, put together with a bunch of junk, Apocrypha, bunch of junk, just history, whatever, but nothing about God's word. It's not there. I'm not going to go into that today. I can do that in Bible study if someone asks the question, but the point of the matter is you have one reference, and that's the King James Bible. Although there's a problem. Even back in the 19th century, they started counterfeiting. You have this Potter's Bible. You have other King James Bibles that are counterfeited. And there's ways to tell which is counterfeited and which are not. Man, they're trying their best to get rid of God's holy word in the King James Bible. Trying hard to do it. The Vatican tried to kill King James. The gunpowder plot. Look it up. Guy Fawkes, F-A-W-K-E-S or something like that. Family, well, they're teaching them literally. I can say this and not skip a beat, and I'm dead right on. What they're teaching them in Harvard, Yale, just pick any school of theology, is the biggest bunch of crop of garbage ever been, because they're based on humanism, biased professors, and so-called scholars. They're worthless because they follow the Humanist Manifesto, and that's a fact. That's an absolute fact. Quotes, dates, names, I can give them to you that confirm what I've just said. That means that their work, their books, their research is there to lead you astray, not accidentally. They're responsible. It's there to lead you away from the truth at Harvard. And I'm dead serious about that. I'm not overly exaggerating whatsoever. Family is based on the Humanist Manifesto, the father of the American education. Kind of shared with two people. John Dewey, and he was a smack dab in the middle, DNA qualified, humanist of the worst kind, and Horace Mann. And they're the father of American education. And they corrupted it from the very start back in the early 1900s. Rockefeller Institute, Rockefeller Foundations made sure the education was corrupted. And they never told us about the corrupted history that could be proven. The education system. Charlotte Isherby talks about it during the Reagan administration after she went public. But even before that, you have tons of quotes that confirm what I'm telling you. The scholars, and I'm going to stop here before I get going, the scholars that translated perfectly the King James Bible in Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and English, they were all scholars specially chosen. God made sure his word got transcribed and translated perfectly. They were real scholars. And then after the 1600s, 1611, 1800s, then it started getting convoluted. Finally, about the 1800s, they took out that garbage Apocrypha. And there's a reason why they put it in there, and there's a reason, really good reason why they took it out. But in the meantime, the Vatican continued to use the corrupted version from Origen, Eusebius, Constantine, Jerome. Flash forward to the late 1800s, 1870s, to two Freemasons named Westcott and Hort. And they were, in fact, bona fide, qualified, DNA enhanced warlocks. Absolutely were. And they corrupted the Bible in subtle ways, but not the King James. Only way they could corrupt the King James was to come up with counterfeit King James Bibles. And you have to be careful with them today. Thompson's got a counterfeit one. Several other publishers. It's a publisher that does the counterfeiting. Cambridge Edition is one of the last ones to survive. They're going after it. Book of Enoch is just a bunch of stuff about... never written by Enoch. It's impossible to have been written by Enoch. The prophecy of Enoch was passed on. Talks about in Jude. The prophecy. Go back and read it. It doesn't say anything about a book. It just says a prophecy. So there's an assumption, oh, the prophecy must have been written in a book. No. The prophecy was passed down. Never written in a book. That's 3-4 generations before Noah. That Enoch was taken up before the flood even happened. The prophecy of Enoch, yes, was passed down. But never a book. The book of Enoch was, even by their own admission, scholars, as they call themselves, was the first and second century was the book of Enoch was put together. Enoch was gone long before that. The book of Enoch is about fallen angels. It's not about God. It's not about redemption, salvation, or even the Savior. And you know that if Enoch had written that book and it's passed down and put on the ark, it had been put on the ark. And then they carried it through. It had been more mention of it. And it would have included about God more than the fallen angels. It talks about the fallen angels, sure. Well, the Bible does also. Matter of fact, it gives you what you need to know. It's all in the King James Bible. The giants, the Nephilim, all through the Old Testament. The book of Enoch is accepted by atheists, Muslims, Christians, New Agers. Everybody accepts the book of Enoch because they like the sensational mention of the fallen angels, and they like to say they're aliens, and like to say they're ascended masters. Oh, it's exciting how they do it. It is designed that way to draw you away from the true word of God. However, and we'll stop here, when disclosure happens, and that's the Nanda Manuel, the name, the fake Jesus is coming, Yeshua, the false prophet, the real false prophet of the Bible, and he shows, he will. He's going to say the Bible's been misinterpreted, misused. The book of Enoch will then take center stage. That's why they're trying to get you all to start focusing on the book of Enoch. Your Christian identity and other type of cult groups, Arnold Murray, all these kind of groups, cults, are focusing on the book of Enoch because they know what's coming. Because they are Illuminati. They are Freemasonry at the highest level. And they know the trick that's coming, the lie that's getting ready to be told. And the book of Enoch will then stand out. But there's a big deception and a big lie. Good part about it is, if you want to call it that, the good part about it is the closer they get to their end, to their new world order, the faster they move, is the sooner Jesus Christ gets here and crushes it. But before that, must come the tribulation. And lastly, when this one called Yeshua, Sananda Manuel, the false prophet, the deceiver, when this one comes, he will claim that there will be no tribulations. That he is the Messiah, he is the false prophet. He's going to announce the coming Antichrist, whoever it may be. And then there'll be a period of prosperity. Well, you all that know the Bible, when they say peace and safety, man, you better buckle up. When they say peace and safety, the whole world is at peace. And you have the Antichrist, you have the false prophet, you have the externalization of the hierarchy, the New World Order coming together. Oh, boy, get ready. Because that second seal will break. And that's World War III, and it's going to get ugly. Family, but before then, y'all study God's Word. Watch the events of today, and let's talk about it. Lord, we thank you today, Father, for giving us this day that we can come together. Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we know he's coming back. Father, no one knows the day or the hour, but Lord, we await. Father, we do ask you, we call upon you to set up divine appointments that we can share the gospel among each other. That, Father, we can share the gospel among those that don't know. And, Father, to guide us individually, guide us in our walk, that, Father, we won't fall away. To give us conviction when we think otherwise and when we start going against the Word of God in some way because of our human ways, that, Lord, you'll convict us and put us back on track. And to send us that messenger that we will be awakened. Because sometimes, Father, we fall back. Father, to guide us, guard us, and to help us to help others too, Lord, to spread that word. Father, we pray for our veterans that's coming back, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, your power, you'll render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs that are being given. And, Father, to take away those voices they have in their heads, Lord, that they're not able to talk about, that the technology is causing. And, Father, to remove from the minds of these men and women that the thoughts of suicide is being orchestrated, Father, being planned. And, Father, many don't know this. They don't know it. And, Father, to silence the technology, to destroy the machines, destroy the computer systems that's causing these voices and the technologies. Father, we pray for those children that's being sought after for abduction by these agencies, organizations, the satanic covens that use these as human sacrifices. Lord, you take those sacrifices away. Lord, and let some escape that they can tell the story. Father, to guard, to protect, to give comfort to those families that's missing their children, to give comfort to those families of the military and those in the civilian world that, Father, that have experienced suicides in their family and the deaths that's caused by these drugs and these other chemicals that's being used around to cause this death and destruction, to bring awareness of the truth, Lord. Father, we pray that you'll guide us today in the broadcast, in the Bible studies, and Lord, to do forgive us of our sins if we bring them to you. And Father, for those we can't remember, to bring it to our minds. Father, protect our families and bring families together that are falling away. Bring the children back to their families that are being misled. Father, to expose these false preachers. And Father, expose the false doctrine that's being taught today. Because they seem like they're slipping away, Lord, in these mega churches and all these with the rock and roll and all this. Father, that you will bring the truth. You'll touch the hearts of those to start a firestorm of truth for your gospel. And this thing we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, some of you that are my regular listeners, just bear with me here a minute. I think I have some new listeners as well, and I also, you'll hear me sometimes play some of the same clips on occasion, or I'll say some of the same information that I've said in past broadcasts. But I do this in order to bring certain knowledge, to put certain new information into context, into the milestones, into the chronology of events, so you can see how it works, how it fits, connect the dots. And that's what's going on today, or dots are being connected. But I will say this, though, before I tell you something that I've been saying before, but I'll add some other stuff to it. That's something for you all to remember. is the harder they work, the Illuminati, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, the Vatican, these that work toward this new world order, unless you already have, I submit to you to look at it from another point of view, that the harder they work toward it, the sooner Jesus will come. The more they change the laws of the land is what they're doing. That's why they're trying to change, make abortion legal, same-sex marriage, child euthanasia, so your children can kill themselves. That's exactly what they're trying to do in Oregon. How come nobody's attacking that legislation? Why? Is it because they're under a blood oath not to raise any Cain with it or to be silent? Because they're going to pass it, and it's going to match up with the international rights of the child, and they will take your children, Congressman. You think you're going to be left out? Uh-uh. They're coming to get your kids, too. And they're going to kill you. Literally. This Illuminati, Great White Brotherhood, you're dead meat. I hate being so drastic about it, but it's true. They're lying to you at the highest level. Freemasons at the highest level lying to you. The lower level masonry, get out of there. You are being lied to. I'm telling you, it's not an opinion. It's a fact. And they will start the slow killing of Masons below 33rd degree. They wiped out 300 microbiologists from 2006, 2010. Different accidents, disease, cancer, all kinds of different ways. When they're done with you, they will kill you. That's how they do it. But the harder they work toward a new world order, the sooner Jesus will come. And what I mean by harder they work, by changing legislation, changing the laws of the land to go against biblical principles, then God steps away. God will allow it because it's free choice. When you change the laws of the land, judgment will then come upon this country like you've never even believed. Well, the harder they work, the quicker their demise will come. So it's a double-edged sword. There's nothing they can do to stop it. However, before Jesus comes, then comes the judgments. The one named Sanand Emmanuel, the ascended masters, they call themselves, they're going to lie to you and tell you all is well. No one has sinned. It's all been forgiven. So forth and so on, Christ consciousness, etc., etc. Just to placate. When that second seal is broken, the real World War III between Islam and political Zionism will begin, and different countries will then go against each other. It'll be an absolute carnage worldwide. They haven't told you that yet. Albert Pike planned this before 1871. Conceptual terms, and each decade after that was setting up, and each time a war occurred was their plan. Maybe this will be the one. Maybe this won't be the one. But see, they keep forgetting God's in control. That's what's really going on. All this stuff about immigration, all that stuff is to keep you all busy. It's good to know this stuff, sure, to see the signs of the times. But they got you all tied up in it, like it got you feet in quicksand, can't get out of it, by fear. One principle, I work on principles and I look at the future. I don't get caught and bogged down like I used to. I was the same way about 5 years ago when I was broadcasting, New World Order Fighter. Look at the name of my program, New World Order Fighter. Not a thing about God in it. I talked about God the first day I had my broadcast. I even prayed, but I was focused on New World Order, you know. And then I started realizing that, you know, they're not going to win anyway. You see, every conspiracy, you can look up an article you got several. One's 33 conspiracy theories that were proven true. And then you got 17 conspiracy theories and 10 conspiracy theories proven true, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to find out if you combine all of them and get all the conspiracies separately, from 33 to 40, whatever, I promise you, every single one of them, not one exception, are all connected to this one conspiracy. They've tried to divide them up. Because every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion towards God as executed by his human agents. I look at the bigger picture. Not this minutia, not the trees. I see the forest. And it's not because I'm special. I am absolutely not. It's because I choose to do that. You see, I refuse to be caught in the bondage. I refuse to be in the matrix. I use my cell phone. I use my computers. I drive around in my car, and I don't give a hoot. If the CIA wanted to put, which I don't think I see me as important, but if NSA and CIA want to say, well, we want to watch Tom Gamble, we got to get a camera in his house. Well, I'd say, hey, man, just come to my door. I ain't going to let you come in, but I'll put the camera there for you. Man, you can watch me all day long. And I mean this sincerely. You want to tap my phone? Man, tap the darn phone. Man, listen to what I got to say. If you want to hear, I'm going to sprout you off scripture. That puts you responsible. So listen to my phone conversations. Check out my Facebook. Put your cameras in here. Man, I'll just wave at you. Hello. I don't give a hoot because they're going to lose. No doubt in my mind. I'm not in bondage. I ain't worried about no polka dots on my mailbox, that whether I got a yellow polka dot on it or a blue one or a red one or whatever. I don't give a hoot, man, because I'm free. You see? So bring it on in, you know. Bring it on in. Nothing I got to hide. Not one darn thing. Matter of fact, I wish they would. Well, they probably are anyway. Anyway, whatever. But in any case, and I'm dead serious about that. If you're afraid of death, you're already afraid to live. That's not a way to be. If you're afraid of death, you're afraid of life. Jesus Christ is coming after the judgments upon this earth. You think he's going to let all the murder of these children go unpunished? You got to be kidding me. And the wars that were planned, pre-planned generations ahead. All our wars have been pre-planned in generations before they occurred, with the outcome already determined. And the history convoluted. The victors write the history. And that's what's really going on today. But God kept throwing little ringers in on them because they could never come together with the New World Order, because you have praying people out there that extended this. God wishes that none should perish but have everlasting life. The longer it goes, the more people will be receive the gospel. So they know that. They know this principle. So they know they got to change the laws to go against God that's going to cut it short. But it's a double-edged sword. So they have to change the thinking of the generations to pull people away from God. Now you're going to get his attention. That's what they've been doing since 1945, 1950. That's always been the control of population. In detail, some of you can't imagine. But here's a little tricky part. The highest level of the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the highest level that they go, they believe Jesus is the Satan, Lucifer, and the fallen angels are the good guys. That's what they believe. They believe the coming Messiah is really an evil one. You know how they do that? In their corrupted Bibles, they use Isaiah 14:12. The morning star falls from heaven. That's not the king of Babylon. It's baloney. The King James Bible says Lucifer, correctly. Lucifer is Latin for light bringer, not morning star. Strom's concordance is criminally wrong. He missed that one awful bad. Lucifer does not mean morning star, but they call it that. That's why you have Rick Joyner down there calling Morning Star Ministries is Lucifer Star Ministries, is what it means. See, Jesus is the bright and morning star, not the morning star. So, Isaiah 14:12, they know, they study the Bible more than Christians do, actually. In Isaiah 14:12, in corrupted Bibles, it says, the morning star fell, or the day star, whatever. All right? In the King James Bible, it's different. It says Lucifer fell. He wanted to ascend above the Most High, etc. Then they'll take him in the study and go to Luke 10:18. It's very important. In Luke 10:18, in both Bibles, corrupted Bibles and the King James, both of them say Satan fell like lightning. So Satan fell. That's where you get your lightning bolt in the SS and you see lightning on flags and lightning. That's Lucifer. That's Satan. That's what that means. That's a symbol for Satan. A lightning bolt. SS. That's two lightning bolts. It's not S and S. It's about Satan. You got it now? So, what do you got so far? Isaiah 14:12. Corrupted Bibles. Morning star fell. Luke 10:18. Satan fell like lightning. It says that in both Bibles. So you go to morning, you go to the King James Bible, it says in 14:12, Lucifer fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell. Okay, so you got Lucifer and Satan in the King James Bible. But now here comes the catchy part. In the corrupted Bibles, which are all of them, except for the King James, in the corrupted Bibles, if you've got Isaiah 14:12, morning star fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell. Morning star is Satan. Then they show them and they study Revelation 22:16. In Revelation 22:16, Jesus says, "I'm the bright." Don't forget that bright, bright and morning star. Oh, wow. So you got Isaiah 14:12, Old Testament, morning star fell from heaven. Luke 10:18, New Testament, Satan fell. Oh, morning star is Satan. Revelation 22:16, Jesus Christ himself says, "I'm the bright morning star." Ouch. Morning star, Satan, Jesus. Oh my goodness. Yes, initiate. That's the secret. You can't tell the rest of them that. That's the garbage they tell them in Freemasonry and other places, that Satan and Jesus are the same. Now, you can't do that in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible says, that's why they want to get rid of it, one of the reasons, Isaiah 14:12, Lucifer fell like light, fell from heaven, fell, wanted to ascend above the Most High, etc. But he got kicked his butt out. Read it on, 14:12. Lucifer fell. Luke 10:18. Satan fell. Lucifer is Satan. Okay. Then you go to Revelation 22:16, and both of them say, Jesus Christ says that he's a bright and morning star. You have a separate there. It's clear. Lucifer is Satan. Jesus Christ is a bright and morning star. And the morning stars in heaven are the angels. But Jesus is the bright and morning star. That's the trick they use to teach their initiates. That's the crux of this whole thing. Who's returning on Nibiru? Who's coming back for the war in the heavens? Satan. Who's Satan? Jesus, according to them. Now you see what they're preparing for in Armageddon? What they got their military leaders or secret society members preparing for? To fight against what they think is Satan, is Jesus? These people are sick in the head because they're cursed. Pray for them, of course, but this is the highest level. Your Jerry Boykins, your Rick Joyners, all of your Knights of Malta, all of your Freemasonry at the highest level, Illuminati at the highest level, the kings and queens of your countries. I'm not talking backwoods behind the curtain or in the alleyways, and I'm talking at the highest level of your governments and royalties believe this nonsense. And the popery, who are Freemasons at the highest level. The Tony Blairs. I ain't talking small time. I'm talking big time. And so Satan comes as an angel of light. They believe the ascended masters, they call them, Sanand Emanuel, El Moria, Saint Germain, are the good guys. And they are absolutely not. They believe them to be aliens. New Agers believe them to be ascended masters. Some believe them to be time travelers or something another. That's what's going on today. They think the Great White Brotherhood are the good guys. And Jesus, who is Satan, is a bad guy, and they're getting ready for that war. That's what control of the weather is all about. That's what changing DNA to make super soldiers are all about. And to fight World War III. To fight an Armageddon. That's what they're preparing for at the very highest level. In the deep underground military bases. But you see, Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. It says so in the Bible. They think they have control with the Star Wars and technologies that control the weather and meteorites even. They can direct them. It's another story. Control of alchemy. And the coming Nibiru, they call it, is Satan and Lucifer and Jesus coming to fight and war and all this. Coming to destroy the earth. And they think they're doing, they are so deceived. But the enemy is already here. The enemy is Yeshua, Sanand Emanuel, the real false prophet of the Bible. That's what you're warned about in the King James Bible. Family, this has been going on for the longest time. And finally they have their technology. Then only they can have the mark of the beast, which is digital tattoos on your skin, like your Verichip. The technology I've traced back to 1960. It controls your soul. That's what they did in 1973. I got the details on it. I don't want to go into it right now. It's a rabbit trail. But one I've went down many times. But they must create chaos to bring order. That's what they're up to. ISIS, that's taken over Iraq, is all planned that way from the very beginning, back in the 90s and before, back in the 70s. They just changed the name. The ISIS, Al-Qaeda, is all controlled by CIA, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, MI5, MI6, Mossad, all these agencies. They control ISIS. And Iraq, Vietnam, and Korea, and those first two I can prove, were planned to lose from the very beginning. These Luciferians have planned this all along and kill our troops when they come back with orchestrated suicides. 26 per day. That torques my jaw bad that these cowardly Joint Chief of Staff, four-star generals, that's working up there briefing the Council of Foreign Relations, these cowards orchestrating the death of our soldiers by allowing this technology to continue. And the targeting to bring in the New World Order. They knew, after 1945 to 1950, they knew that in order to bring about the New World Order, the United States would have to be subjugated. Christianity would be eliminated. They knew, and that's what they set it up in 1945 through Tavistock, to target the United States for destruction. And our own government, European government, have all been behind it all along. And that's a fact. This is not speculation, not a conspiracy theory. It's a documented, bona fide fact. So what you're getting in the news is not what's really going on. It's a humanist manifesto. Everything else is to divide you all, keep you all fighting each other, races, religions, cultures, everything, to keep you all busy until they can finally pull the plug. Well, I go back to what I said. The sooner they pull the plug, then they still lose, because that brings God here quicker. And Jesus Christ is going to do some stomping when he gets here. And they think they can defeat him with their knowledge. That's impossible. They're just heading toward their own destruction quicker. Brought Chris Holm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948 to 1953, right there when they were planning the destruction of the United States. He said, and I quote, "Now, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's one of the best quotes I could put out, because that summarizes what these low-life Illuminati secret societies and the Vatican has tried to do all along. All the way back, without skipping a beat, to Nimrod. And one of the reasons, for example, just to give you a quick example, that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, because he broke out of the matrix of where he was being used for. He was to bring in the Emancipation Proclamation. That was his assignment by the Illuminati and the Jesuits. He broke out. He was not a Freemason. Neither was JFK. But Abraham Lincoln, for example, broke out of his matrix, and he identified who was the perpetrators. The same perpetrators today as they were even before in the 1700s. He says, and I quote, said, and I quote, talking about the Civil War, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of the noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us," unquote. They control the Council of Foreign Relations. They control the Royal Institute of National Affairs in Europe, the Illuminati over there, and the Council of Foreign Relations over here. That was in the 1860s. You'll find that quote in Charles Chitney, C-H-I-N-I-Q-U-I, Charles Chitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, is a copyright, page 388. Now, that being said, how the Jesuits were responsible for the death of most Americans fought killing each other, as they're getting ready to do again. But this time with Europeans, it's already here. Call UN troops. But that being said, the Chicago Tribune, talking about the same groups that just later on, that Abraham Lincoln was talking about in 1950. The Chicago Tribune wrote in 1950, I quote, "The members of the council," that means the foreign relations, "should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war," and that was World War II in reference, "and the fresh blood of the present one," that's a Korean War. "They are responsible for the death of all our soldiers, Marines, sailors, then later when it came Air Force, they are the ones responsible for the death, not Muslims. They control the Muslims. Oh, Islam's against us. There's no doubt about that. Islam was created by the Vatican anyway. It's a dialectic, 6th century. You see how they work? Council of Foreign Relations. That's the enemy. Because they belong to secret societies. Now, that being said, about the council and who the real enemy is, brings me to this point. And actually, sometimes I'm putting this together as I go along. I don't use a script per se, so I just put things together as I move along on this. Who is running the Council of Foreign Relations? And who's been members of it? Of the Council of Foreign Relations. It was formed in 1921 by the Rockefellers. And simultaneously, the Rothschilds also formed the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Every country has its international affairs organization that is subservient to the ones in England. The Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council of Foreign Relations, is one for the United States. Canada's got the same thing. They all do. So, you'll be shocked and amazed to find out who is involved. And you can do your own research on that, by the way. Not just listen to what I got to say, but your own. But I want you to hear okay, 1 second. Is this particular speech? Check this out.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Now you see how they laugh. Family, they're all in it together. All of them. In Europe, in Russia, China, Scandinavia, Africa, every single country has these Luciferian leaders. And they're nothing but lackeys. They're nothing but Shushan boys. The real ones are Queen Elizabeth, queen of this, king of that. And above them, the Vatican, you have three popes. The Black Pope, which is the one that controls the Jesuits, those murderers, of which you have three that are Jesuits controlling the Vatican today. Francis is one, a murderer, because they're Jesuits. If they're a Jesuit, they're a murderer. Borgias funded the Jesuits. Today, the Jesuit general, the Black Pope, was Adolfo Nicholas. And the third Jesuit Pope, the Grey Pope, is Pepe Orsini. Orsini is Italian. Orsini, Italian, not Jew. And Orsini is one of the 13 inside families of the real Illuminati that includes all Roman or made up of Italians. Breakspear, Ordo, Aldo Brandini, Chagi, Gaetana, Orsini, the houses. There's 13 of them. That's the real Illuminati. And they're nothing more themselves. Billionaires they might be, doesn't matter. They're nothing more than slaves of the Great White Brotherhood. Of the ones I've been talking about an hour ago. Now you got it? Well, 1991, 92, 93, the Government Council of Foreign Relations members was Bill Clinton, president, Albert Gore, his cousin. You heard me right. And Cheney's also a cousin. Do you know that? Vice President were members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Anthony Lake, Warren Christopher, Les Aspin, James Woosley were all members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Shalala, plus in earlier times, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, who planned a military coup of the U.S. government with General Cushman, working together in 1972 to 74. They want to kill Agnew. Then you got Jimmy Carter, you got George Bush, you got the vast majority of cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson's administration are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Or all Illuminati, secret society members. You see what you're dealing with? Judicial branch during the Clinton administration was, guess who? Sandra Day O'Connor. And guess the other one? Pick your feet up off the ground. Their feet's going to get hot on this one. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm going to tell you something. If I heard through the grapevine that Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Hillary Clinton was after me to kill me, I would be out of here so fast, I'd say, Lord, I'd be praying every day. Because those two, man, goodness gracious, you're talking pure, undocilated evil. Beyond your imagination. And the CFR controls judicial, legislative, State Department, U.S. military. Matter of fact, 1993, 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department were members of the Illuminati, and 7 top-ranking members of the Joint Chief of Staff. Every Allied Supreme Commander between 1949 and 1987, and they included Dwight D. Eisenhower. Richard Cheney from 1957, it's included every Secretary of Defense since, including Richard Cheney from 1957. You have the banking, CFR members. Alan Greenspan, shoeshine boy. That's all they are anyway, but they work the evil. Robert Forrestal, Chase Manhattan, Chemical Bank, Citicorp, First Bank Corp, Texas, Morgan Guaranty, Bankers Trust, Manufacturers Hanover, Bank of America. That's since 1990. You don't know how many he's come back into it. Business was oil companies. He had Atlantic Richfield, Exxon, Mobil, Shell, Tenneco, Texaco, this hoe, that hoe. So all kinds of them. You had automobile, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors at that time. Manufacturing, Deere, and I ain't talking D-E-A-R either, and GE, NBC. Welch was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That means he's Illuminati. Transportation, you had American Express, American ATT. Amtrak, IBM, and the media. Oh, this is rich. ABC, Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters, are all members of the Illuminati. CNN, CBS, old Dan Rather. Rather be Illuminati, what he was. NBC, RCA, John Welch, David Brinkley, Tom Brokaw, were all Illuminati. John Chancellor, Jane Pfeiffer. These were, in fact, Illuminati. In the newspaper, Associated Press, Dow Jones, Karen House. Ooh, that's rich. New York Times. I got a list of all their names here. Newsweek, Washington Post, Reader's Digest, Time Magazine. Strobe Talbot was a member of the Illuminati. Syndicated columnist, Georgia Ann Geyer. And the education CFR members, that included 300 educators, over 30 presidents of premier colleges and universities are on the CFR rolls. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas with the devil horns, University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University are all Illuminati, satanic, driven. So now you can understand, when you hear the quote, going back as far as 1930, when Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. And humanism controls this country under the ground, in all the governments, the education, the arts. Family, everything I'm telling you is bona fide, guaranteed, and supported by evidence. Now, when you heard that little quote ahead of time, a little while ago, about the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, it talks about those, right? In that documentary. They have what's called a round table. The round table gets together and have representatives, submits the recommendations of how they're going to bring about the New World Order. The round table was formed back in the 20s. And it includes the following representatives: the Council of Foreign Relations, United Nations, Bilderberg, Club of Rome. Those are the ones that promote the depopulation of human beings. The Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission, formed in the 1970s. So you see why I don't take some of this news so seriously, because it's all contrived. It's all orchestrated. It's all pre-planned. They have their little snafus because some of their lowlifes, they get a little bit of power lust. They get a little shaky. They want to get out of it because they get convicted. Imagine that. I can't imagine why, after you end up being responsible for the murder of millions, why that would convict you. Now, being sarcastic, absolutely. That's what they're afraid of. Because they know God convicts and God's in control. He lets them go along because they help determine who the wheat and the tares are. God keeps them on standby. God keeps them always moving. They can never rest. God's in control. And there's going to come a time he's going to stomp on it. And there's not a darn thing they can do about it. That's my God I'm talking about, the one that created the universe, that knows what's going to happen. From the day he created the universe, he knew what was going to happen. Free will allows us to operate, make our own decisions. That's what it all boils down to. You say, well, why is God allowing this? Allowing more time for those to receive the gospel before he pulls the plug on this. And that's called the first seal. When that first seal is allowed, You got 7 years and Jesus Christ will come back. The real Jesus, not this fake garbage they got coming now. Family, y'all get ready. So what I'm doing in my broadcasts, I've been doing all along, is trying to show you the signs of the times of what's really going on. Because I don't work alone, except for people that send me articles and friends I've talked to and all that. That's it. I work for no organization. I happen to live in America, whatever. But I don't follow patriotism. I follow nothing except Jesus Christ. I'm done. That's it. I follow nobody else. No movement, no political party, no petitions, nothing. Nothing. You see, I keep my mind clean, clear of all that stuff going on, that rah, rah, rah stuff and all this. I know where it's headed. And God don't have flags in heaven. And there's no wheelchairs either. The reality of what's going on today is there is, in fact, a worldwide conspiracy that's orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals at the highest level of government and royalties. Do you hear me say genetically related? They are genetically related, by the way. They can trace their bloodlines back to the pharaohs of Egypt. You've never elected a president. They've been appointed. The lie has been that we elect them. Anybody ever heard of the Electoral College? That's one way they sneak in and they appoint the president. They've never elected him in our history. We've never had a free democratic election in our history. We've been fooled and lied to all along. As a matter of fact, I go back with a quote. Oh, there it is. President FDR himself said, and I quote FDR, "Presidents are selected, not elected," unquote. President Roosevelt, who himself was Illuminati, planned Pearl Harbor with Churchill, Japanese elite, 1920s. Now you see how evil this thing is? Oh, that's the truth. These include very wealthy, politically powerful, corporate elite of the world and members of the so-called, what they call, black nobility of Europe. The black nobility of Europe are descendants of the pharaohs of Egypt. Yeah, it goes way back. King John, Charles Maine, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt, or hybrids. Their goal has always been to create a one-world government. And this one-world government, the first Antichrist was Nimrod, the first real Freemason that knew alchemy, witchcraft, sorcery, was Nimrod. Grandson of Cush, a son of Cush, grandson of Ham. Ham was a son of Noah. The weak bloodline was Ham, Cush to Nimrod. The bloodline of Jesus Christ came from Shem, not Japheth, who went north. When the ark, this goes way back, family. This is what I'm trying to get across to people. This is not about political boundaries and all this other sort of thing. This goes way back. What they're in the process of doing is stripping nationalistic and regional boundaries that's obedient to their agenda. And their true intention is to have or effect complete control over every human being on this planet and dramatically reduce the world's population, especially in areas resourcefully rich, and that's the North American continent particularly. But those poor and undeveloped countries in Africa, to wipe out the people. They orchestrate the famine. They produce the famine. They're the cause of famine by design. They created HIV in a laboratory. They created HIV virus in a laboratory in Fort Detrick, Maryland in the late 70s. Started the killing process in Africa in 1970s under the guise of hepatitis vaccinations. Well, after all, the CDC confessed fairly recently that in 1952 to 54, they put in roughly 98 million Americans polio vaccines of the babies back then. That'd be us baby boomers. Cancer cells in the polio vaccines in 98 million Americans. You see, because they had to get rid of the start the killing process of the baby boomers that were used to human, you know, family orientation, that were being taught the family structure, being taught the true Bible, because they needed that before 1945 to foment the wars. Family structure to have principles and character and all that sort of thing. So they knew they'd be taught. As a matter of fact, I have evidence of that. They knew the baby boomers were taught the principles before 1950 of the right way. Well, they had to get rid of it to start 1945, 1950, right? So this is why 20 years later, they would be parents, wouldn't they? 1950, 1970s, right? So that means they'd be teaching their children in grade school, right? They would be sitting there and be working their butt off, but they'd be parents 1970s, 1975s, your baby boomers would be parents, new parents, wouldn't they? They'd be raising kids, and the baby boomers would have that sovereignty and that family structure in their minds because they were taught that to their mother and father. Now they'd be teaching their kids that, right? The kids born in 1970s. Now look how this works, how evil this is. Watch. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor of high standing in Harvard, he addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, at a teachers' conference. 2,000 teachers sitting down, listen to this wacko. This wacko is a doctor from Harvard, very, very famous, very powerful guy. So he's standing on the pulpit, on the podium, looking out over 2,000 impressionable teachers. In 1973, in Denver, Colorado, they're expecting great words from a great doctor from Harvard. And here's what he says to them. And I got it word for word. You can find it yourself if you want to. So that means that he's addressing teachers that's going to be teaching kids brought up by the baby boomers. At 5 years old, 6 years old, you see? 7, 15, 20. Or 17, 18. But primarily five-year-olds, grade school. Here's what Dr. Pierce says to 2,000 teachers. Quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Now, I don't know if some of you all feel the evil of that quote that I just gave you. The impact. It confirms the degradation of our education of the five-year-olds and above that were taught by the baby boomers, the parents of the baby boomers, and that's why they want to get rid of the baby boomers, to die out. They want you dead. So they now can use the TV, use the video games, because the five-year-olds then would now be parents today, would then be teaching. You see how it works? And so less each generation, less and less, will be heading toward God in the right way, and the Bible getting away from it. They've been working on this for centuries and generations. Socialist, humanist, and globalist indoctrination public schools, textbooks, are not the exception, they're the rule. The children will embrace the very philosophies of those who are working to destroy the traditional American values, and they're the ones that set up the values. Because they needed them to foment World War I, World War II. Now, 1945 to 1950, it's time to get rid of them. You understand this? They formed it to use it. They're done with it. Now they're going to kill it. And that's exactly what's going on right now today. That's the real news behind the news. So, that being said, and to prove to you about the reduction of population, they don't want you to live. They want you to die. I got news for them. You take Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're not afraid to die. And if you die, you're going to live in heaven. They don't believe in God. They believe they're going to live in some kind of world they make up. You know that Putin recently, he's calling for a new world order. And they're starting to combine countries now. Under our noses, right now. Putin's no better than the rest of them. He's just as bad. All of them are, because they're all part of the new world order. And what gives us that, or to show you what's really behind it, and for you regular listeners, you've heard this before, but this will sum it up as far as what they're really after.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That's their agenda. That's the real story. You see. And this is every government, every leader. They manifest their agenda through skillful manipulation of human emotions. Through fear, anguish. That's why controlled opposition in the news and other places, talks and all that, cause you fear, cause you distraction, get you caught up in just the immigration problem, get you caught up in just the Nibiru. Just they find what you like, and they pull you in. They talk about, you're all going to die. Remember what in the 1950s? The nuclear explosion, right? Everybody, all the kids back then were jumping on the tables and so forth. Well, they're coming. Now, there's coming a helter-skelter. There's no doubt about that. There's some serious things coming. God will allow it. But the idea, no matter what, is not to have any fear. So I'm trying to open it up and show you how they're trying to cause you fear. what they've done all this time, what they're trying to do, get you set up. This is your agendas of these secret societies, these organizations. What they do, they repeatedly utilize a contrivance that is called the dialectic. They present the problem, they have a reaction from the problem, and they have the solution, which causes the reaction. So they know what the problem is because they set it up. They've got the solution because they set it up. They own both sides, always, always own both sides. And now it causes a reaction. And that reaction of the population, of the culture, the individual, whatever, they can predict it because they also own the solution to it. So that reaction result begins your next problem. They have a solution for that too. That's called the Hegelian dialectic, and they control this throughout history for now. They create the problem by funding or assembling or training an opposition. They control the opposition groups. And they do whatever is established political power. They create the conflict, in other words. In decades past, the opposition groups have been identified in the press as freedom fighters or liberators. I know for a fact how they use the KLA. I lived in Kosovo 5 years, just a month after the errant bombing by Wesley Clark, a Rhodes Scholar and liar and Luciferian, brought upon the Albanians and the Serbs. I lived there for 5 years as security manager in the eastern region of Kosovo. I was up close and personal with what was going on. I brought back with me 700 pounds of documents. I've gotten 2 filing cabinets. I went public in 2005 against the UN and against the United States government, the highest level. So I know what the heck I'm talking about. So I use that as an example. In the KLA, Kosovo Liberation Army, the leaders of the established political power was demonized. That's referred to as another Hitler, in other words. Milosevic, he's a Freemason. He was trained at the State Department in Washington, in New York, in the 80s. They trained him. They sent him back at the World Trade Center, too. So the leader of the political party, the power, is demonized. That's how they do it. Referred to as another Hitler, always. Take your pick. Saddam Hussein, he's brought in by the CIA. Milosevic, Gaddafi, they're all Freemasons, and they're all brought in. Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. So paradoxically, the same strategists are also involved in arming and advising the leaders of established power. How about North and down there in South America? How about the arms trade deal going on? It's all the same stuff. It's all the same. The conflict is drawn to the world stage by the major media outlets. A barrage of photos and videotape reports of horrific and bloody atrocities. Sound familiar? Sufferings of civilians. Remember they said that the Iraqis took the babies out of the incubators in Kuwait? That was a lie. That was a proven lie, too. When they said that 100,000 missing Albanians. I know for a fact that was a lie. They whittled it down to 10,000. Then when they really came into Kosovo, they found 1,246 of questionable death. So 1,246 out of 100,000, that's a big lie. Clinton and all of them perpetrated just to justify to go into Kosovo to slaughter not only Albanians but also Serbs. I know Al-Qaeda was running wild around there because they're in my region. I was complaining to the Americans every meeting I could go to. Why are you letting Al-Qaeda run around in Al-Haramain, RHIS, in my region? I'm American too. What's wrong with you? They didn't like me too much. I didn't really care either way. I guess it had a lot to do with me not going through a 7 years instead of 5-year contract. Instead of 7, it ended up being 5. Anyway, so the cry goes up, something's got to be done. That's a desired reaction. New World Order puppeteers, they provide the solution by sending in UN peacekeepers. Bosnia. or the UN coalition force, Gulf War, or NATO bombers, ground troops, Yugoslavia. That's how they do it. This is the method they use. I know for a fact, too. This is crazy. I warned the State Department 2001. I was keeping track of the, on this map I kept put awake. I wasn't supposed to do that. But I was getting information from Albanian terrorists. I was getting information from Serbs. And from the UN was passing me information. And other cops that were American cops, Brown was contracted by Dynacor. And they would sneak me reports because they knew I wasn't afraid to bring it up in meetings. And I'd bring up stuff and say, well, I know that. Well, they're sneaking me reports. So I warned the State Department at the counselor in Skopje, in Macedonia. I said that you're going to have some terrorist action because I was keeping track of the terrorist camps in Macedonia. And I kept on a grid on a 1 to 50,000 map. I knew where they were. And I said, my gosh, there's four of them down there. I said, you're going to have, you know, terrorist activity of Albanians, terrorists against Skopje. And that guy laughed at me from the American consulate. Is it some kind of town hall meeting or party, whatever they had? He just walked away. I said, yeah, okay. Well, 2 months they did. Well, here's the point. That went on for another 3, 4, 5 months and against the Albanian terrorist National Liberation Army. They changed the name is all. Against the Skopje Macedonian authorities. Well, the last day of this action, you had NLA members that were trapped up in near north of Anarchevo, on the eastern side of Macedonia. They were trapped there. And they had, you're going to love this, American advisors here with them called MPRI, based out of Washington, or Alexandria, Virginia, actually, thereabouts. MPRI, retired American officers that contract with a government agency, a contracting agency called MPRI. I even worked with one that when I was project manager for a State Department project in Kisangani, the Congo. I worked there for a year as a project manager for Intel Project. But anyway, in Kosovo, in the year 2000 time frame, you had MPRI, 17 of them, working with the NLA terrorist in Anarchevo. They were with them, man, advising the terrorist. Well, here's the problem. The Macedonian forces were closing in on them that night. And they had MPRI with them. Both sides had MPRI. I know for a fact because I have reports that came back, official reports that I got my hands on, where Bonstil, the American base in Kosovo, it was bigger than Da Nang, actually. Bonstil had sent Apache helicopters to pick up the 17 MPRI and get them out of there. Had been a little bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? And so the Macedonian forces, with their MPRI attachment, closed in on the terrorist and surrounded them and put them on school buses and sent them back to Kosovo. Pat them on the butt with a little bit of baby powder and said, now you're going back now here. Yeah, that's what they did. I got the reports in my file cabinet, you know. So, I had a problem with that. It was embarrassing, but I know we serve both sides. The KLA, Kosovo Liberation Army in Kosovo, all they did was change the name to TMK and became disaster like a response. All they did was change the name to the same terrorist and protected it. And then over a period of the 4 years, 5 years I was there, I watched the genocide of 1,500 Serbs, silent genocide of Serbs while I was there. That wasn't reported over a period of 5 years. It was disgusting. I was not silent the whole 5 years. disgusting. So this is how they do it. Structurally, this New World Order pyramid is dominated by international bankers, but their bankers are controlled. They don't operate this conspiracy. They're just shoeshine boys. Secondarily, by the pharmaceutical cartels, other multinational corporations, the Royal Family of England, the House of Windsor, are descendants of the German arm of the European royalty. They seem to be the head of the tribe, but that's the outer portico. The inner side of the Italians, Roman. They don't make all the decisions connected with this web of influence and intrigue that they have going on. The secretive elites, like Queen Elizabeth II. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth II was second cousin, married her second cousin, Prince Philip? Yeah, I knew you knew that. But did you know that her other second cousins, who they were? Stalin, Churchill, and Adolf Hitler were second cousins to Queen Elizabeth II. Under the Rothschild seed. She and others sit at the head of the organization known as the Committee of the 300. That's the planning committee of elites that plan to decide what will be written in world's history books. The Club of Rome is one of the most powerful implementation or enforcement arms working under the Committee of the 300. The think tank for the Committee of the 300 of Illuminati is the Round Table. Now you got it. Took me a while to get to that. And if you recall what I said about an hour ago, give or take plus or minus, that the Round Table representatives include the UN, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, Bilderberg, Lord knows whatever else. But those are the main ones right there. And they submit their recommendations to the Committee of the 300. The Committee of the 300 answers to Lucifer and the fallen angels directly. You heard me right. The United Nations, with its agencies working under the UN umbrella, is a World Health Organization. The World Health Organization. Brought Chisholm back in 48 to 53 was a member, director of that. It all comes back around. Every single time. In fact, it's not an exaggeration to say the UN is the New World Order secretly. NATO is a military tool of the New World Order. And you know the leaders of all major industrial countries, like the United States, which is a colony of England today, England, Germany, Italy, Australia, which is a colony of England today, New Zealand, are active and fully cooperative participants in this conspiracy. United States, Canada, Israel, and Australia are colonies of England today. That's a fact. In this particular century, the degree of control by the New World Order advanced to the point that only hand-picked individuals, and usually its cousins, family members of the Merovingian bloodline, who are groomed from childhood, or even eligible to become the prime minister or president of countries like Great Britain or United States. So it didn't matter whether Bill Clinton or Bob Dole won the presidency. They're cousins. Romney is a cousin. Cheney is a cousin. Kerry is a cousin of the Merovingian bloodline. Do you all see the facade of the news out there today when I'm telling you what the truth is today? What's really going on? Don't matter who Bill Clinton or Bob Dole, but Bill Clinton was chosen to win. He would have won. Because there's no election anyway. They're all playing on the same team. And notice you have eight presidents surrounded, you know, they're all, okay, Mr. President, eight of them, right on the pulpit kind of thing, podium, and you have eight of them getting ready to go. That's a facade. Notice what they do. They whittle them down. What is it? Edwards was first to go, right? Edwards had an affair, so he's gone. That's a, Ron Paul's up there. Oh, please. He's a Rosicrucian. Family, they're all dirty. Every doggone one of them. Anybody who's not a team player or taken out. Lincoln, McKinley, Kennedy, Ali Bhutto of Pakistan, Aldo Moro, Italy. You got the idea now? Larry McDonald, Bill Cooper, Russo. Those they trusted, those they were going to use, goes against them, they kill them. They assassinate them in some way or another. The decision-making nerve centers of this effort are in London and Brussels. Most all of our major war, actually all of our major wars, political upheavals, economic depressions, recession of the 20th century, were carefully planned and orchestrated and instigated by the machinations of these elite. That throws history right out the in the garbage. They include World War I, World War II, Great Depression, the Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolsheviks were funded by Wall Street, 1917. The rise of Nazi Germany. Wall Street funded Adolf Hitler, 1928. I.G. Farben's chemical cartel was a middleman. The Vietnam War was a planned loss all along. Agent Orange was to give the troops cancer. They provided, in 1966, I know, they provided Russia with plans for a glycerol factory. So Russia could build the glycerol factory in 1966 to provide the VC, Viet Cong, with glycerol, glycerin, which accounted for 50% of our 58,000 dead in Vietnam. It was America subsidized, which is controlled by the Vatican. You understand how this works? That's what happened. The 1991 Gulf War. They created the Gulf War syndrome in the laboratory. The war in Kosovo, just fulfillment of what Hitler was starting off. They tried in 1948, Operation Fiend, by Frank Wisner, Sr., but that failed. So they had to wait for a while. And they brought in a Freemason and son of Churchill named Tito. Yugoslavia. Then finally they had to balkanize Yugoslavia. And exactly what they're doing today in America. And y'all just sitting back and letting it happen. Where's Ron Paul? They're trying to divide California into six states. They're trying to divide France into 15. That low life, low crawling Nixon set up Executive Order 11647 in February the 12th, 1972, to divide the United States into 10 regions, 10 governors that would be handled by the UN regional administrators. When he planned a military coup of the U.S. government with General Cushman, a fellow Marine, no less. In 1972 to 74, he divided the United States into 10 regions. 5 states each. He furthered the plans 6 months, 7 months later in Executive Order 11731. And then to control government 11495. And it's not just Obama, it's all of them. Obama's just another puppet. Nixon failed. All they did was pass that order, pass that plan through Oliver North, Reagan, Jimmy Carter, to FEMA transition 2009. FEMA regions is exactly what Nixon set up. That is Nixon's plan. Well, of course, more advanced today for the continuity of government in the time of national disaster. That's how they're going to pull it off. They declare, they set up the national disaster. And then they declare martial law. That's what these suckers are up to, Knights of Malta. family, this is all connected. I connect the dots, and then I go my way. Y'all do what you want to do. But, family, y'all been lied to in the news. Y'all being lied to. And you secret society guys out there, you joint chief of staff out there, as if you're listening, you're being lied to also. I'm trying to warn you that you're being played for fools. That's a fact. The bad guys are going to be taken out by the very people they're working for. You see, this is so contrived, so set up, so designed, and it goes way beyond what they're telling you in the news today. So this plan of Nixon, when he failed, they buried it, rescinded, you know what you all call it, rescinded it or something? Got rid of the orders in 1972, 74, 1978. They had to get rid of them. They simply just transferred the plans to the Reagan administration. Jimmy Carter, Oliver North set it up for continuity of government in the event of a national disaster.
Reagan was elected to presidency. He installed Louis Giuffrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giuffrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giuffrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan, in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chair.
Stopped by the chairman. That's how it really works. A student of Adam Weishaupt made the first 1776 plan, World Revolutionary Plan, of what I'm talking about today. This is what it is. The plan was completed May the 1st, 1776, with a fake revolution, a fake win. We still remain a colony. Well, a student of Adam Weishaupt of this plan was Vladimir Lenin, taught. He said, and I quote from Vladimir Lenin, nothing but a student, really, of this Illuminati. And Vladimir Lenin said in 1904, excuse me, the best way to control the opposition, that would be us, as long as you have dissension and you have rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent, unquote, Vladimir Lenin. You know, did you know that the Rothschilds, two sides of the family, controlled Japan, and another side of the family controlled, offered supplies, if you will, money, to Russia so they'd fight the war. And then they pulled the money from Russia so they'd lose in 1904. The target was going to be the Romanov family. Family, this is all contrived, man. So, moving on here, you see, the war in Kosovo is just another bump. The instigation of a trumped-up war as a cover for massing fortunes, and here comes Syria. You got it now? Americans are believing every word of it. This can be dated back to the 12th century, when only a core group of 9 members of a secret society armed of the elite called the Knights Templar. They kicked off the Crusades that lasted for over a half a century. The King of France was a little leery that the Knights Templar might take his job, so he set out to arrest them, but not before giving them plenty of time to escape. They go to Spain, and they eventually resurface in Portugal and Malta as the Knights of Malta, and in Scotland as the Scottish Rites of Freemasonry. And you know why they formed the Crusades? Because the Vatican funded, after they created Islam in the 6th century, to control and contain the descendants of Ishmael, who was offspring of Abraham. Okay. For those Arabs, descendants of Ishmael, that rejected Roman Catholicism, they created a religion called Islam. They used Arab Catholics to go around to each of the tribes and so forth and preach that there was a Messiah coming, and that was to be Muhammad the prophet. Muhammad the prophet is in the same bloodline as Ishmael. Muhammad the prophet, by virtue of marriages through the kings and queen of Spain and France and Portugal, by King Edward IV, is in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II. Woo-hoo, that's a hot one, ain't it? Huh? How about that? Well, about 200 or 300 years later, the Vatican then, oh, they carry on straight ahead, funded the Muslim invading armies of Northern Africa, and they got good, too. Three reasons, three conditions. We'll fund you for three conditions. One, you kill Christians and Jews. Two, you protect Roman Catholics. And number three, you secure Jerusalem for us, for the Pope. Well, they got good, and they did secure Dome of the Rock. They did secure Jerusalem. They did kill the infidels, Christians and Jews. But there's a little rub going on here. They wanted to keep going, and they didn't want to give up Jerusalem. Ouch. Snap. So they had to form the Crusades to stop the invasion of Europe by an army they had created in the first place. That was the reason of the Crusades. Oh, they did a good job creating the Muslim army, didn't they? You know who controls the finances today? It's not the Jews. It's the Knights Templar. Irish. The acquisitions and consolidation of ever greater wealth and political power and control over others are the motivating force which drives decisions of the New World Order. The Druids, the Luciferians, that's what they are. The toll of human suffering, the loss of innocent lives, millions in every war, is a non-issue for these people, Knights of Malta. Oh, did I tell you that Jerry Boykin was a Knights of Malta? Did I tell you that Rick Joyner is a Knights of Malta? And Mandela, that murderer, he was a Knights of Malta. Leonard Horowitz, Knights of Malta. Look at the list of Knights of Malta. And while you're looking at the list of Knights of Malta, look up at the same time the oath of the Knights of Malta. What they say. It's very similar to the Knights of Columbus and the Knights of, well, they're not Knights, the Jesuits. It all comes back around. They've aligned themselves with very dark spiritual forces and malevolent aliens. They're not aliens. They're demons. They're fallen angels, and we go right back to them. That's what I've been saying all along. And organizational, political elements of the New World Order is Majesty 12. The royal families of the Illuminati. They have what's called the Order of the Quest, the Black Sun, the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, the Executive Committee of the Council of Foreign Relations, the PI-40 Committee, P2, of which that Terry Jones, that backwoods preacher, is a member of P2. Now you got the idea? The Jason Group, Club of Rome, The Group, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Open Friendly Secret Society, the Rosicrucians, the Brotherhood of the Dragon Snake, the Russell Trust, the Black Families of Europe, that means satanic, not cultural, not skin color, Skull and Bones, whose number is 322. That 322 is Genesis 3, verse 22. Men to become as gods. Superman type thinking. That's what that really means. Man to become as a god is 322 is their secret number. It's reference to the Bible, Genesis 3, verses 22. And the scroll and key, the Knights of Malta, the Illuminati arm of the Freemasons, and many, many other groups. I've only just briefly touched this, if that at all. I'm just trying to give you an idea, militia, of what you're really up against. You understand where I'm coming from here? The goals. Look up the 21 goals of Illuminati. See, they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Look up the 21 goals of Illuminati. Every one of them has been put forth. These 21 goals would be the talking points of the round table, you understand. And they check each decade of where the culture, the targeted culture is. Are they yet there at this group? Are they yet there at that phase? And they check you, they test you with false flags, with incidents they create. So now, you'll have a little bit of appreciation of let's see, something else that I'm going to play for you. You'll sort of get an idea. Now you'll see Knights of Malta, Rick Joyner, Knights of Malta, Jerry Boykin, who's pretending to be patriots. Now you get a better appreciation for this.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some like military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military,
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the Republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oak's Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, the Knights of Malta, Rick Joyner, Jesuit-trained false prophet. No doubt about that. Now, the Order of the Malta is a religious order of the Vatican. Jerry Boykin holds the title of Grand Chancellor. And one of them held Grand Chancellor was a Nazi in Germany back in the 40s. He holds the title of Grand Chancellor with the Vatican's Jesuitical Knights of Malta. I got photos and pictures of it. The Knights of Malta displays the Vatican's ecumenical intentions as part of its Jesuitical counter-reformation. Jesuits were funded by the Borgia inside Illuminati family back in the early part of the centuries. I don't know exactly when off the top of my head. Prince Friar Andrew Berti, 78th Grand Master of the Order of Malta, kissing the Pope's ring. Family, all this is part of this agenda. You understand now why this news doesn't excite me too much, but the news I use to keep up with where they are. I don't get wrapped around the axle with it. Coffins in Atlanta, Georgia. They want to keep coming that. Whenever they don't have anything to scare you with, they come up with that in the YouTube. And although they're down there, but they want to be afraid. A pope on a rope. Article came out the 15th of July, that's yesterday. It's Pope Francis ushering in the new world religion. I've been talking about that for a while, y'all. Yes, he's ushering in. He's not the false prophet, but he is ushering in the new world religion. Then they're talking here about the UN setting to intervene in border crisis, override the U.S. sovereignty. Man, they got UN troops already here, and they've been here for a long time. Then France is redrawing its regional boundaries in the Great Map Revolution. See, they're all part of it worldwide. The billionaire proposes splitting California into six states. to balkanize. I've used the term balkanize many times. Well, now, as of a few days ago, Pat Buchanan, a Knights of Malta member, Pat Buchanan, a high-level Luciferian, along with Bill Bob Clinton, both of them Luciferians, Pat Buchanan says the U.S. is becoming balkanized. What does that mean, balkanized? Exactly what Nixon did when he divided the United States into 10 regions, separating, dividing, to balkanize, to tear it apart. That's what that billionaire is getting ready to do with California. That's what FEMA's already done. That's what Reagan was doing. Y'all got it now? And they're trying to bring out the racial issues. The KKK, you know, is coming along, and Christian Identity, KKK, Aryan Nation, but here the KKK gives out goodie bags to recruit new knights. See, they're trying to fire it up. They have a picture, very cleverly done, of Michelle Obama standing next to a white girl that's in the probably educational administration. And then on the left, on the right, is Obama's, Michelle Obama. On the left is the white girl, white administrator, whatever. And then above their head is, I can't believe they did. They're so good at this, though. And they got a really nice little photo called Manipulation. They want to dig back up this racial issue to show how we're against each other, and then they want you to come together. It's called the dialectic, again. Well, it shows white on the left, a big sign, and colored on the right, white colored. And it's very nicely got Obama's Michelle on one side underneath the colored, and the administrator on the side of the white. It's to stir up old wounds is what they're trying to do. Michelle Obama tours Brown Board Education National Historic Site May 16th, 2014. And they have this sign, this photo. It's very well done for the propagandists to stir up that issue. Keep it going. To keep us all stirred up. Texas can use race in admissions. Transgender student thrilled after losing 80% of loss. This goes and goes. All these articles I collect, all these articles are part of this agenda for manipulation. And they send them out nationwide, worldwide. And to manipulate the public. And even your prosperity preachers like Copeland and the rest, they're joining the ecumenical movement with the praise of the Pope. They're all coming together with this stuff. Family, we're at the end of the program. And tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And tomorrow, I'm going to continue. I'll take another tack and bring some more knowledge to you. But family, don't take my word for nothing. Matter of fact, I don't want you to believe me. But do check it out. Research it. Challenge it. Don't just take my word for something. You need to do your own. And go out and do it. Don't take long. Do your own research. Don't trust anybody else. Man, don't even trust me. I don't care. But do the research to check out the truth. Leave the matrix. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth and the life. And only through Jesus Christ, the real Jesus, not this lying Sanan Emmanuel, not this lying Yeshua thing coming up. No, that's not him at all. Family, some serious events are coming. You need to get right with God now. Don't wait around. Family, that's the most important thing you can do. You can New World Order all day long, listen to news and talk shows, whatever else. But the bottom line is Jesus Christ, the real one, out of the King James Bible. And that's irrefutable. And there's not a theologian on this side or other side of Harvard University can prove otherwise. Not even one in any college or any university can prove otherwise that the King James is not the true word of God. In fact, it proves that it is. And every bit of proof they've got confirms it is. Anything they come up with, you can destroy in a heartbeat with facts. Any Bible they present, any counter argument they have, can be destroyed. But you must know that Bible. You must trust the Holy Spirit and take Him as your Savior. Family, y'all have a good night. And through Jesus Christ, know he's won on the cross. And you can join him by receiving him as your Savior. Repentance, which is not being taught in the public today. Where two or more are gathered, that's the church we're talking about. Not a religion, not four walls. But where two or more are gathered in his name, that is your church. Y'all have a good night. And God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.